Wondering about stress? Today, Dr. Vivian Brown, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, and one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, and author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, is here to address it. Chronic stress. Dr. Brown, what's the problem?
Well, stress is not a disease, Marilyn. Stress is the body's natural response to challenges or threats. And it triggers a fight or flight response through the release of hormones like adrenaline and cortisol. So when we look at short-term stress, that can be beneficial. Say you have an exam and your body is, you know, really hyped up and you're ready to go. It enhances alertness and performance, and that may be helpful. But when we face chronic stress, which keeps the body in a heightened state of arousal, that heightened state can be harmful. We know that there's physical health risks affecting the cardiovascular system with raised heart rate and blood pressure. And we know that stress-related behaviors such as poor diet, smoking, or alcohol use can further increase cardiovascular risk. We know that stress suppresses the immune function, so it makes it harder to fight infections. It can affect our digestive system, which means we may get stomach aches, indigestion, and exacerbation of symptoms like irritable bowel. We may get muscle tension and pain affecting our musculoskeletal system. And of course, when we get chronic elevated cortisol, it raises our blood sugar and contributes to diabetes risk and weight gain. We also know that you can have anxiety and depression, irritability and fatigue, all linked to stress, which can affect your memory and cognitive function as well. So what can we do about this? Well, nobody can eliminate stress from their life completely, but I think it's really important to identify the stressors and monitor your emotional responses. Physical activity and relaxation techniques are really helpful. So some people meditate, some people do yoga or Pilates. And we know that stress is also reduced by having social connections. So seeing your friends, practicing mindfulness, practicing meditation is really a good idea. Ensuring adequate sleep and balanced nutrition is also important. So it's not that we can eliminate stress, but we certainly can manage it. And if we're going to manage it, it's going to help us keep healthy, which is going to decrease our stress in and of itself.
Chronic stress. There is a problem. I listed them and I lost count after 7, Dr. Brown, but obviously there are techniques to control it so we can be healthier. Anyone listening who wants useful advice in clear language and perhaps call it a GPS to good health, then remember the name of the book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging by Dr. Vivian Brown. You can ask for it in your local bookstore, look for it on Amazon, or log on to drvivianbrown.com. And if you want a signed copy for a special gift, you can order it through me, Marilyn Weston. Just give me a call at 416-504-6777. That's 416-504-6777. Useful advice in clear language and make sense of medical advice, all with the help of The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging by Dr. Vivian Brown. Thank you, Dr. Brown. I look forward to learning something new next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.